This is being called your For the Love of Italian Food tour. So talk a little about what you would like to accomplish with your stops here in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, Matthew. And what we're trying to accomplish with this beautiful tour is to promote throughout the country the healthy benefits of authentic Italian food and authentic Italian food and authentic Italian ingredients. There is so many things out there that we consider Italian that in Italy we don't even have. So we want to just make sure that we'll still respect the American Italian tradition, but we also educate people about the authentic Italian tradition.
And is this stop here in Sioux City the first stop on your tour? Is this the launch point?
It is the launch point. It's going to be definitely the beginning of the tour that is going to go throughout the whole country. And every month I will try to hit four different cities in different states. And there will be plenty of time to keep doing this for a long period of time. I mean, we have 52 weeks and we have 50 states.
The first stop is Sioux City. That's the first stop on your tour. Talk a little about why you chose Sioux City.
The first stop of the tour, it is Sioux City, and we're trying to target not only the big city where everybody can be also familiar about authentic Italian cuisine, but we want to target also every single big or small city in the United States that we can be actually educating people and devolve and explain the authenticity and the healthiness of authentic Italian food.
You're visiting six restaurants over 5 days in Sioux City, Sioux Falls, Omaha, and Lincoln. Are there any particular advantages or challenges you see here in the Midwest?
The biggest challenges of visiting these cities in Sioux Falls, Sioux City, Lincoln, or Omaha is, number one, the availability of authentic Italian products. Some of the city, some of the chefs, they even called me and they told me that it takes about 1 to 2 weeks lead time to try to get the products, and what they actually get is sometimes not even what we're looking for. So believe it or not, I'm supposed to fly to these cities, but I'm going to actually drive from Chicago with one of my chefs, and we're going to actually load up the car with prosciutto di San Daniele, with parmigiano reggiano, with many other ingredients that they are very hard to find in those cities.
You've said your crusade is to improve our health through eating authentic Italian food. Is there a perception that you're trying to overcome that Italian food is not healthy?
A lot of people believe all the time that pizza, pasta, bread, it is unhealthy for you. Those are all carbs. They are not good for you. Well, that is not true. What makes it not good, according to some of the studies, is not the product. Actually, recently, they even come out with a big study in Italy saying that the pasta, it is healthy for you. The problem is also the portions that we eat. We sometimes have the perception that a plate of pasta has to be overflowing your dish. We have a perception that we have tons of sauce in our dish that's part of the dish. Well, it's the opposite. In Italy, our portions are much smaller, and also the quantity of the sauce that we use is just enough to give a color and taste to the pasta. So therefore, we need to make sure that the education about authentic Italian ingredients and the health that comes with that, with extra virgin olive oil as well, need to be known.
One of your goals is to help Americans distinguish real Italian food from fake. Talk about what is a fake Italian food?
Something that we're doing during the tour to try to educate people how to distinguish real food, real Italian ingredients with fake Italian ingredients. I don't blame Americans for this, by the way. I do blame Italians that they have not taught the Americans the right way to distinguish this product. But when you come to these dinners, you will have a little bit more explanation on how to distinguish this product. But I'll tell you something, and I'll tell something to all the listeners. If you buy something that says packed in Italy or imported from Italy, do you think it's Italian?
You would think.
You would think. Unfortunately, those two words are not synonymous of an Italian product, because if you look at the dictionary, the word imported from Italy means the product is being shipped from Italy. And if it says packed in Italy, it means the product is being packed in a country of Italy, but not necessarily using product from the motherland.
Important to notice that. You came to the U.S. yourself from Italy a little over 20 years ago. You started work as a dishwasher. You're now seen as a culinary expert. You're a judge on Iron Chef America. Talk a little about how you developed your personal style of cooking.
I decided to come to America for vacation and many years ago. And I started to work as a dishwasher. And then I saw in these restaurants that a lot of food that was going to be served as an Italian food was not authentic Italian. I never heard of it before I came to the United States. So I decided to start this crusade to try to educate people to understand what's real Italian and what's fake. And I was lucky enough that through my career, I get to work with very important food companies and get to the point that I was chosen as a judge on Iron Chef America. And I was one of the very few known Food Network talent to be allowed to actually be one of the judges. And the passion that I showed to people about my Italian food and the passion that I have devolved out there on people to let them understand the quality of the products and how we cook in Italy, that's what got me to this point. And even better, I noticed that it is very important that people understand the difference of it. And how I got up there, it's all about one main ingredient that should be on every single dish that we cook, Italian or not, and it is the passion for the food.